As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. Running a 3-man show today. It's Cakes, Bish, and JP. Going to talk some Aaron Rodgers here, but reminder, starting at 8 o'clock, every hour on this station, from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., we're giving away a pair of Caps playoff tickets. So you want to go to see the Caps in action in the playoffs? You can listen here and be caller 9 when we tell you, starting at 8 o'clock. So that would be 4 hours plus 5. There's 9. I was wondering why we picked 9 instead of like number 8 for Ovi.
Don't know.
It's 9 hours of giveaways, Cakes.
That makes sense.
9 hours of giveaways, very right? Good. Is my math correct?
Sure.
8 a.m. till 5 p.m.?
I'm going to say yes, you did the correct math, JP.
Believe that's 9 hours.
Very good.
We'll start that coming up at 8 o'clock. You want to stay tuned for that. One of the biggest stories in the NFL offseason, if not the biggest story, is what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. There was some discussion when the Jets let him go that he might go to the Minnesota Vikings, for example. That didn't come to fruition. Then kind of the logical destination was, well, the Steelers, they're not bringing Russell Wilson back. Justin Fields signed with the Jets. The Steelers need a quarterback. Maybe Aaron Rodgers will go there. And lately, it seems like there's some talk about the New Orleans Saints. Here's what Aaron Rodgers said about his exit in New York, and maybe all of a sudden you feel a little bad for Aaron Rodgers.
I meet with the coach. We start talking. He runs out of the room. I'm like, that's kind of strange. I was like, then he comes back. With
Dallas Allen's Pizza. Holy hell. I mean, there's like, so much to love about the city that I assume you didn't get to experience in your one day in your Malibu, easy in, and easy out. But it sounds like what you're saying.
And we talk,
you like Dayball?
Right, you got like two clips going at once. You got two clips going at once.
You got that good?
Sorry about that.
All right. Okay. All right, here we go.
I think we're going to have this long conversation. I've flown across the country. And 20 seconds in, he goes, I mean, literally, I'm talking to the GM about something, and he leans to the edge of his seat and goes, so do you want to play football? And I was like, yeah, I'm interested. And he said, we're going a different direction at quarterback. And I said, and I was kind of shocked. Now, not shocked because I didn't think that was a possibility. Listen, of course, they want to move on. That's totally fine. But shocked because I just flew across country. You could have told me this on the phone. If we weren't even going to have a conversation, and this is verbatim exactly how it happened. So I said, huh? And he goes, We just want to know how you want it released.
So, okay. He doesn't care about the messaging.
Yeah, he doesn't really care.
All right, do I side with Aaron Rodgers there? Kind of, if I'm going to fly all across the country just to hear them say we're cutting you.
Take any sort of bias you have against Aaron Rodgers and put it aside. It's totally unprofessional what they did with him. Like, they made him fly from California to New York to sit down and be told that we have no interest in you, and the only reason you're here is because we want to figure out how the messaging is going to work as far as us not being interested. Like, I totally agree with Aaron Rodgers. Like, you could have told me this on the phone while I was hanging out on the beach at Malibu, and I didn't have to fly 6 hours to get railroaded by you.
If that's
the way it went down, it sounds like he's being honest about it. I'm totally on Aaron Rodgers'
side. Yeah, because we haven't heard Aaron Glenn come out and say that's not what happened.
Right.
Now maybe he comes out today and with a statement.
That's totally something where
I would agree. If that's the way they wanted to do it,
yeah,
and they knew they were going in a different direction, why are you making him fly and visiting you in
that
person?
That's the way the meeting went down,
mm-hmm.
That's a perfect Zoom meeting. That's
correct.
Where Aaron Rodgers has his laptop on his folding chair out on the beach, and they Zoom for 5 or 10 minutes, and he obviously gets the gist. They're going in a different direction. Then Aaron Glenn pops his head on the Zoom and says, "How do you want it done?" And he goes, "You know what? You guys handle it however you want. You disseminate it and put it out in the media however you guys feel fit." I'm totally team Aaron Rodgers on this one.
And didn't he say he flew on his own dime? So he took a private jet. There's no chance he flew United.
No, there's no chance.
A private jet coast to coast.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's that, 25, 30 grand?
Probably easily.
If not more. 50 grand. No, round trip is probably 100 grand.
Right.
But they didn't pay for it. And they sat there for a minute and said, "We're going in a different direction." If that's the way they did it, you should root against the Jets for the rest of time. If that's the way it happened.
800-636-1067. Do you side with Aaron Rodgers here? The only thing I'll say about Aaron Rodgers, I'll side with him in that instance, mm-hmm. as you described. I think he's whoring the Steelers. I think he's whoring kind of the NFL because, look, the Steelers at some point, you figured that this would go down probably a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're less than a week away from the draft. The Steelers have Mason Rudolph. They've let all these other guys sign elsewhere.
You're missing the big picture. He cares
about him. Oh, I know
him.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care about the fate of the Steelers or the Saints or whatever. Like, he cares about if he has a landing spot, getting a deal done, and getting in there. And he claims he doesn't care about the money. He said, "I'd play for $10 million. The money doesn't matter to me." I don't know if you have that clip or not, but I think he has the audio.
To make a commitment to a team is a big thing, whether you're a first-year player or a 20-year vet. I had a lot of great conversations with a lot of teams. Not one of those was the Jets, because that wasn't a great conversation.
We heard. So that was an accurate report. Okay, got it, got it, got it, okay.
That was not an accurate report. We can get into that in a second. But but I had some good conversations. But I've been up front with all of them. I don't have anybody, working on my PR staff. Like, me as the head of my PR. She tells me what the hell is going on if I need to know anything. I don't have any leaks. I have a very tight circle. I'm not out there putting shit out just to put shit out. That's just not how I operate. There's been a lot of people assuming they have information about me. That's just not true. I've been straight up with these teams from the start about where I was at, starting with the money thing. I told every single one of the teams I talked to, they ain't about the money. I play for 10 M's. I don't care. I never once said I need a multi-year deal, $30, $40 million. That's absolute bullshit. I said I play for 10. Yeah, whatever.
Hmm. How benevolent of him. Wouldn't it be nice to be in a position in life where, this is a bargain.
Yeah, right. But
you only have to pay me $10 million this year.
The scary part is he's correct.
I know.
I mean, backups are getting close to $10 million a season. Didn't Marcus Mariota sign here for 1 year, $8
million? Yeah, you're right. But clearly he doesn't need the money and he doesn't care about the – if that's what he told
him. He's being transparent and saying, I'll play for $10 million. And – for a player of his stature and caliber, that is a huge discount.
It is a huge bargain. But this is why I believe he's horned the Steelers. He doesn't owe anybody anything.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you want to do these teams a solid as they prepare for a draft and prepare in the offseason and have to deal with free agency, he's flirting with them, clearly. He's flirting with them.
Yep.
But he's not committing. And then they got to make decisions. And then time passes by, and Russell Wilson signs here, and Jameis Winston signs there, and Justin Fields signs. Like, they're basically out of options.
Yeah, but we
and I now mean, they've got Russell.
Have we heard any about any firm offers from either the Steelers or the Saints to Aaron Rodgers at this point?
No, but like he said, there are not necessarily any leaks. And what he said his intention is not to hold anybody hostage.
Right.
But I do think that he is holding them hostage. And he told McAfee that he has off the field stuff going on that requires his attention. He says he has personal commitments. That he's made not knowing what my future was going to look like after last year that are important to
KP,
him.
Here's why I think you're pushing back on Aaron Rodgers. This is just me psychoanalyzing you. He has something that we've never, ever really had. He has full-blown leverage. He can do whatever he wants. He has financial freedom. He said it's not about the money. He's got however much money in the bank. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to play. He can cherry pick the absolute best scenario, and
maybe he doesn't really want to play.
He's not driven by finances or needing to make money. Like,
it doesn't sound like he's that eager to play for any of these teams. Because if he was, I think he would have agreed to it already.
Right.
So maybe the off the field stuff that's on his mind, and playing for Pittsburgh or New Orleans or whoever is not right now. So who knows what he's going through that way?
Yeah, I don't know.
But if the Steelers aren't hearing what they want in a timely fashion, move on.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what they're going to do.
That's on the Steelers.
Hey, Steelers, don't.
Mike Tomlin, that's on you.
Don't be so thirsty for Aaron Rodgers.
If you want to.
Like, you got to have other backup plans.
Correct. So if Aaron Rodgers isn't giving you the definitive answer that you want, move on.
Right.
Even if you got Aaron Rodgers, you're only going to have him for like 8 months.
It makes the Steelers look, in my opinion, kind of pathetic.
The Steelers, move on.
The Steelers are, they're basically. They keep asking a girl out, and she's like, I don't know. I got plans. Maybe next week. You're like, the Steelers look pathetic in this situation.
But they didn't have great options. They obviously didn't love Russell Wilson.
No, their options are terrible.
They obviously didn't love Justin Fields.
They let those guys go.
So this is kind of their grasp where if this guy says yes, we're going to marry him for a year.
Right, they're groveling for a 41-year-old quarterback.
Right. They're in a bad spot.
Yeah, I mean, it's not
but
great.
But they may not be groveling. And Rodgers told them, if you want to move on, that's totally cool. Just let me know.
Right.
Make your decision. If you don't get tired of waiting for me.
Yeah.
No hard feelings.
Yeah.
But they might have a plan of drafting a quarterback or trading for Kirk.
Clearly, at this point,
they could.
With less than a week till the draft, the Steelers look like they're just in a holding pattern where they're going to, they probably have told Aaron Rodgers, we'll get back to you after the draft. Because maybe Shedeur Sanders falls to them at 21. They pick him, and they don't have a need for Aaron Rodgers at that point.
Right.
Yeah. Or they
feel
sign
bad.
Kirk Cousins, like you said.
I don't feel bad for the Steelers.
No.
Aaron could be their contingency plan.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Right.
Everyone's looking at it from Aaron's point of view that, hey, you're whoring the Steelers. Mm-hmm. Well, the Steelers are like, hey, we have a plan, and if our plan goes kaput,
right.
You know, we're just going to make the call to Aaron.
Yeah, he could be plan B.
Yeah.
But he might be plan A.
We don't know. I think everyone assumes that the Steelers want to make him plan A. I mean, the Steelers are run up very well. They could very well be his plan B.
Could be the case.
I would suspect, though, that he is their plan A. Because if you want to compete in the playoffs, and they make it to the playoffs every year, or they at least have a winning record every year, you're going to need a better quarterback than probably what you're going to get from a rookie who you could draft at 21. But, and right now, there's really not nobody else that's left.
But unless they went out and traded for a Kirk. That's probably
It could be a possibility.
It's a possibility.
Sure.
But even if you did sign Rodgers, you're only going to have him for 1 year. You're going to have him for 17 games.
Right.
You may get lucky
and
make the playoffs.
It's very temporary.
I would bet against it. You have to have another plan. So if it's sign Aaron Rodgers for a year and let a rookie sit behind him and kind of watch and learn, mm-hmm. that's fine. Or maybe you don't want Aaron Rodgers because you're not hearing what you want, and you draft another guy and he sits behind Mason Rudolph.
Right.
Or the rookie comes in and he has a great camp and he starts. I mean, you got to have another plan, Mike Tomlin, and I'm sure he does.
Aaron Rodgers was pretty effusive about Tomlin. He said, Tomlin's more than I ever thought from afar as the type of person he is. I have a lot of respect for what he's accomplished in the league. He also jocked Brian Daboll, called him a beautiful football mind. You just have no idea what the guy's going to do.
No.
If you had to bet right now, will we see Aaron Rodgers on the field in September?
Ooh. You're testing my life heater run right here, JP. Will he be with a team? Will he be starting in September?
If he's on a team, he's not a backup.
Yeah, because the Steelers need a quarterback. The Saints need a quarterback, most likely. I'm going to say yes. Aaron Rodgers signs with a team, TBD, and is playing week one. But again, it's just a guess. You're skeptical.
No, I kind of agree with you. I think that he will play. He's not ready to commit right now, but I think as the season gets he'll probably want to play.
If you're Aaron.
And maybe he gets his life situations mm-hmm. that he's being very nebulous about, gets it taken care of.
If you're Aaron, couldn't you wait until camps start? Because yes. there's always a starter that always seems to go down in the preseason.
Yeah. People have speculated that. You can wait till the middle of the season.
You could end up in a better situation than... I guess Pittsburgh's probably the best situation for him right now in terms of winning. But you know, what if Stafford goes down in camp, right. blows his knee out?
Look mm-hmm. what happened with Dallas last year. They lost Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
So let's say a team like that desperately needs a quarterback. It's not advantageous for him because then he's jumping into a system.
The best case scenario for this plan C scenario would be someone goes down the first couple weeks of camp,
right?
Flies there, is able to build some sort of relationship with the receivers and the coach, has some practices under his belt with the team.
It's somewhat hard to believe anything he says, because didn't he say last season that he was going to go to all of the OTAs and everything, and then Robert Saleh just got hoard and he was in Egypt? Was he in Egypt last year?
Yeah, he was.
During OTAs and during camps.
Right.
And he said, I'm doing everything I can this year. I'm going to be the leader. I'm going to work with these guys. And he wasn't there.
Again, if you take on Aaron Rodgers, you're taking on the whole thing, the whole circus. You know that's part and parcel with him signing with your team.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This isn't some 22-year-old rookie. Okay, this is a 41-year-old guy.
You know what you're getting.
That has clout and is gonna do things his own way.
But
and
if you don't think, like it, I do think he's worth it. In that, if you look at the second half of the season, and I know Jace is gonna say some of this is garbage time. In the second half of the season, he had 16 touchdowns with only 4 picks. His quarterback rating jumped 10 points. So first half of the season, his quarterback rating was an 85. This is the old school passer rating. Second half, it was a 95.7. He was much better in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can dive into any statistic. But when I watched him, he wasn't that good. He underthrew so many balls, so many receivers. Yeah. I would move on. I wouldn't want Aaron Rodgers. Not like Aaron Rodgers is going to put you over the top for 1 year. If Pittsburgh signs him to a one-year deal, he ain't getting you to the Super Bowl. Not happening. So move on. That's what I would say.
He's also definitely not an easy teammate. Remember he threw Mike Williams under the bus because he said that Williams didn't run to the red line or whatever it was.
Yeah. It's at best a one-year Band-Aid for a team out there. And maybe that's what the Steelers are looking for while they develop a young guy in tandem with having him on the roster.
But again, we've said it 4 billion times, that's how desperate teams are for quarterbacks.
Yes.
Coming up later this hour, we have our Junkies Weekend Parlay. And remember, from 8 o'clock until 5 o'clock, that is 9 hours right here on 106.7 The Fan. Every hour, giving away Caps tickets. Stay tuned for that. Here on the Junkies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.